Everything in life has a more sinister and darker side than what is perceived on the surface. Every piece of media you consume has something lurking in the shadows of the person or team who made it. Every movie, every song, every book that you have enjoyed has a dark past in some form. But out of all of those, it seems video games have the capability to house some of the most dark and twisted parts of the creator's mind. From obvious inclusions like Silent Hill's PT, to the most lighthearted games such as Mario, we will pluck every strand of every creepy and twisted mystery these games have to offer. This is The Dark Side of Gaming. Since the release of the original game in March of 2004, the multi-platform video game series Far Cry has provided consumers with the premier open-world first-person shooter experience. From fighting bloody civil wars in the African Serengeti, to resisting a despotic regime among the snow-capped Himalayan mountains, the game's developers have prided themselves on not just delivering action-packed firefights and compelling narratives, but allowing the player a vivid glimpse of some of the most wild and wonderful places on Earth. Like most other video game series, the evolution of consumer hardware has allowed Far Cry's developers to create even more detailed and vibrant gaming experiences. Graphics got sharper, worlds got bigger, but when it came to player immersion, the devil proved to be in the details. Which is why in Far Cry 5, an installment of the game set in modern-day Montana, developers decided to include a number of in-game radio stations that the player can listen to whilst driving around the huge 7,400-acre map. The game uses the radio's music to great effect, letting Clutch's Electric Worry or Bite the Buffalo's Key to Your Coffin soundtrack, Americana's Impending Doom. Some of the game's radio stations also play some distinctly creepy propaganda broadcasts, written and performed by the monstrous religious zealots who've seized power in Hope County. Yet those aren't the only radio broadcasts in the game that profoundly disturb those that have heard them. This is the story of Far Cry 5's Voices in the Static. Far Cry 5's game map is separated into three main areas, each run by one of the antagonist's lieutenants. The northernmost portion of the map is known as the Whitetail Mountains, and the region's design and aesthetic are strongly reminiscent of America's great national parks. There's a ranger station, a hunting lodge, and even a small animal sanctuary that was once home to a grizzly bear named Cheeseburger. But venture too close to the region's southwestern border, and you may pick up a rather unnerving signal on your vehicle's radio. Instead of the usual familiar tunes, all that can be heard is radio static, apparently nothing more than the incessant buzzing and crackling of background radiation. Many players who've heard it simply switch off their radios, justifiably irritated by the sound. Yet some continued to listen, and what they heard ignited an online firestorm of speculation, investigation, and conspiracy. Each of the game's regions gives the player a choice of two radio stations. One has gospel and rock stations, another has an oldies station. But in the Whitetail Mountains, one station plays gospel, while the other plays only the same aforementioned white noise. And if this seems like a deliberate choice, and not just pure idleness on the developer's part, you'd be right. Because at certain points around the region's southwestern borders, armchair explorers began to hear what sounded like voices in the static. The locations at which the player can hear these voices are extremely localized, sometimes down to just a 30-meter radius, and they tend to play on a 15 to 20-second loop. One Twitter user posted a video claiming that he had isolated a piece of the audio, and that he could quite clearly make out the words "someone" and "help" among the static. Another user applied more advanced background noise suppression using a program called Audacity, and said he too could make out the words "someone" and "help," but also added that he could hear the phrases "they will get me" and "oh god, send help." Another unsettling instance of voices in the static can be found near the McKinley Dam, with many players saying that they could occasionally hear the word "emergency," followed by what sounded a lot like distant gunfire in the background. A number of additional locations were soon found, with some gamers speculating that this collection of weaker signals could be used to triangulate and thus locate the source of the transmission. This area is said to be somewhere around the game's central Moccasin River, but despite hours of collective exploration, no one has ever found anything that could be irrefutably identified as the source. Some have speculated that the radio static is all tied into one of the game's subplots, in which Maturian Candidate-style brainwashing plays a key element. In short, the game's protagonist is subjected to an intense form of hypnotic manipulation, one which results in them descending into a violent fugue state whenever they hear the dulcet tones of the song Only You by 50s-era vocal group, The Platters. One of the antagonist's lieutenants then broadcasts this song over the region's radio network in order to trigger his unwitting sleeper agents into committing acts of wanton violence. Yet some Far Cry 5 players have suggested that the psychological manipulation employed by the game's villains is much more subtle and insidious. They purport that the messages in the static aren't some terrified civilian's cry for help. They're actually numbers, and the signal is being broadcast from what's known as a number station. Most notable for their use during the Cold War, a number station is a shortwave radio station on which intelligence agencies and their respective agents can inconspicuously communicate. Much as their name suggests, the most common method of communicating top-secret orders or information was by a series of seemingly benign numbers. For example, the British intelligence agency's Lincolnshire Poacher number station broadcast a short jingle, followed by a coded transmission of five numbers, those numbers being 02588. It was first broadcast from the former code and cipher school at Bletchley Park during the mid-1970s, but was also later broadcast from a Royal Air Force base in Cyprus, no doubt directed at British spies operating in the former Soviet Union. It's also been observed that number stations have suddenly changed the details of their broadcasts, or produced special non-scheduled broadcasts that have just so happened to coincide with tumultuous political events, such as the August coup, the attempted overthrow of Soviet Premier Mikhail Gorbachev by his political rivals in 1991. There have also been accusations that number stations were a cornerstone of Soviet brainwashing techniques, and that JFK assassin Lee Harvey Oswald might well have been a Soviet sleeper agent himself. Oswald lived in the USSR for more than 2 years, and it's possible he could have been either covertly or overtly brainwashed during that time. He could have gone back stateside, tuned into some Soviet number station, and heard some random series of numbers that triggered something monstrous in his subconscious, something programmed into him by the cutting edge of Soviet military science. What's more, the use of number stations hasn't just been confined to the Cold War, and their use in the 21st century has been well documented. In fact, on July 16th of 2010, John Hopkins University graduate Kendall Myers was sentenced to life in prison without possibility of parole after a federal court found him guilty of espionage. The FBI discovered that he and his wife Gwendolyn had been receiving and decoding message broadcasts from a number station operated by the Cuban Intelligence Directorate, and had been doing so for the last 30 years, a testament to number stations' effectiveness and subtlety. So, could it be that Whitetail Mountain's voices in the static represent some kind of number station, operated by the villains, or more feasibly, by the Resistance? There's certainly plenty of evidence to suggest so, but there are also a number of other theories as to the origin of the voices in the static, with some being considerably more fantastical than others. One such theory is that the voices belong to a few frightened citizens of Hope County, held up in their preppers' bunkers, attempting to use janky old ham radios to call in help. It stands to reason that not everyone in the region would be as courageous as the Whitetail Militia, so it makes sense that a big chunk of Hope County would simply be hiding from the deranged cultists roaming the countryside. But some have claimed that the radio signal is so weak because it's coming from somewhere very, very, very far away, or even that it's coming from an entirely different time and place. One installment of Far Cry 5's downloadable content is titled Lost on Mars. Set in the near future, the player is teleported to Mars to fight off an invasion force of hostile arachnoid aliens, but not before Earth's Martian colonies are overrun. Could it be that some distress call from the near future has somehow managed to seep through the barriers of time and space, making it all the way back to Hope County in 2018? It's clear that in the strictly scientific sense, a radio signal traveling back in time is laughably implausible. But it would make perfect sense to a marketing department trying to build hype and sell season passes. The same could be suggested as a marketing strategy for the game's spin-off, Far Cry New Dawn, in which a global atomic catastrophe irreversibly changes both the physical and geopolitical landscape of Hope County. Could a cry for help coming from a scorched radioactive landscape have somehow bled through temporal boundaries? The short answer is probably not, and the whole investigation into the voices into the static might just be a huge red herring. But if it's true, if Ubisoft really did hide some secrets in there for fans to decipher, it wouldn't be the first time a developer slipped a hidden message into their video game, and some are arguably even creepier than Far Cry 5's. For instance, Valve's puzzle platform cult classic Portal 2 has a number of intentionally coded, hidden areas, the contents of which have proved very disturbing indeed. According to Portal's lore, deranged scientist Doug Radiman is the sole survivor of the incident at the Aperture Science Enrichment Center, and while players don't actually get a chance to meet him in-game, they do get a glimpse of some of his terrifying handiwork in his secret hideouts that are hidden throughout the compound. Scrawled onto the walls of these hideouts are hysterical ramblings and crude illustrations, both of which detail some of the man's decidedly unhealthy obsessions. And if you position yourself up against one of the walls just right, it's possible to hear rasping voices and skittering of tiny, clawed feet coming from the other side. Players say that hearing the noise so suddenly was incredibly creepy, effectively simulating the fear and paranoia of Radiman himself. But those who stuck around to analyze the sound came to an identical conclusion as those who found the static up in the Whitetail Mountains. Faint though they may be, there were definitely voices in the static. Portal fans found themselves falling down very similar rabbit holes, theorizing and piecing together clues as they went. Eventually, some tech-savvy individuals scored the game's audio files, locating the very piece of audio that had been used in the hideout. Yet to the disappointment of those involved, even with the clear and isolated version of the recording, it was impossible to work out what the person was saying, and it became evident that it was deliberately obscured for the sake of being mysterious. Another good example would be from Silent Hill 2, where in room 209 of the Blue Creek Apartments, players can hear the faint sound of whispering coming from someone unseen. The Silent Hill series is arguably the most terrifying ever worked on, as disturbing as it is captivating, and it's developed a cult following to match. So when this dedicated fanbase got into their heads that these whispers were trying to tell them something, they went into overdrive trying to discover what it was. Thread after thread on countless social media platforms detailed people's near tireless attempts to discern what the whisperer was saying, but nothing in the way of a general consensus was ever reached. However, the most widely accepted interpretation was, "See my dead wife, come home to do some laundry to escape." Jeremy Blaustein, Silent Hill 2's creative consultant, said he was pleased that the whispered had captured fans' imaginations, but assured them it was nothing more than a voice actor's ad-libs with no deeper meaning. Yet bizarrely, this explanation did nothing to deter those determined to find the truth behind the whispers, and it looks like yet another generation of gamers will end up with their ears to their TV speakers, burning out their eardrums as they try in vain to find out just what the whispers are saying. But honestly, you can't really blame them, because it wouldn't be the first time that Hideo Kojima had conspired to sneak secret messages into his games. When the playable trailer, or simply PT, dropped for Silent Hills, horror game fans everywhere either rushed to download a copy or watch a playthrough online to get an idea of what would be in store for them. Being in itself a kind of puzzle, and one with an insanely high replayability factor, PT was a huge hit among its target audience, and many in the horror community became obsessed with decrypting the trailer's hidden messages. Sadly, the project was eventually cancelled, but not long after, those playing through Metal Gear 5, The Phantom Pain, heard something eerily familiar. During the game's 20th mission, the player finds themselves in the Ngumba Industrial Zone in Central Africa. While sneaking around the area's many compounds, it's possible to come across a portable radio that's broadcasting a rather chilling news report. Those who'd gone through the withdrawals of Silent Hill's cancellation instantly understood what they were listening to. It was a news report recounting the murders which took place in PT. This was confirmed by a particularly haunting section of the broadcast which states, "My dad killed me, and now he's coming back." There was a flurry of excitement when news of the reference broke online, with many fans declaring that all was not lost. But to this day, there's still been no confirmed reports that Silent Hill's development is back on. Another rather infamous video game mystery is that which surrounds Grand Theft Auto V's Mount Chiliad. Hundreds of YouTube videos attempt to get to the bottom of the riddle, but it's safe to say that none has ever fully unraveled it. At least, Rockstar have never acknowledged that any particular video was on the money with their respective theory. Needless to say, the mystery of Mount Chiliad has fascinated GTA fans for almost a decade, and at the time of writing, there's still an active subreddit dedicated to solving the mystery that's host to almost 40,000 unique subscribers. What's clear is that the players who reach the cable car station at the top of the mountain will discover a bizarre-looking mural daubed onto the wall. On further investigation, it looks an awful lot like a diagram of Mount Chiliad itself, but included are rather strange depictions of a cracked egg, a UFO, and a figure who seems to be wearing some kind of backpack. Some have speculated that those who solve the puzzle will gain access to some variety of unique vehicle, possibly even an alien spacecraft, while others have theorized that the mural bears more significance outside of the game, and that the developers were trying to make a statement on the existence of life elsewhere in the universe. However, the most likely explanation is that the symbols represent the conditions required to reach 100% completion, since UFOs do appear above Mount Chiliad should you obtain the rarest of completionist accolades. On top of that, the Grand Theft Auto series has a history of cryptically creepy additions to their games, although, sometimes, they're not nearly as subtle in their messaging. GTA 4 is set in a place known as Liberty City. It is modeled almost identically on the real-world New York City. As you can imagine, Liberty City has its own big green statue. But in line with the satirical spirit of the series, this one is called the Statue of Happiness, while the exterior has the rather goofy amendments of a big smile and a takeout coffee cup. Inside the statue is a metaphor that's considerably more visceral. The only way to reach Liberty Island itself is either by helicopter, boat, or by swimming. So it's not the kind of place that a player might just end up at if they were casually driving around the city. But venture inside and climb a rather large ladder, and the player is greeted with a deeply alarming sight. Up in the statue's chest cavity, a huge, glistening, fleshy heart pumps over and over again. As the player climbs closer, they begin to hear a deep vibrating hum that adds an undeniably ominous tone to the encounter. On closer inspection, the heart seems to be held in place by a series of chains piercing from all angles, suggesting it's being held prisoner there. A person could extrapolate all kinds of artistic conclusions from such an image, but it seems more likely that this openness to interpretation is entirely deliberate on the part of the developers. The remarkably sadistic conclusion to the encounter is that the player is unable to safely escape the structure on which the Statue of Happiness is built. It's far too high up to jump from, and it's impossible to land a helicopter up there successfully. So essentially, the player is forced to jump to their deaths once they've witnessed the statue's inner workings, almost as if to say, "Now that you know the truth, we can't let you leave here alive." It would be a fair assumption that most of these creepy video game mysteries would be confined purely to horror games. But even the Battlefield series has a series of distinctly dread-inducing conundrums tucked away inside of them. Not only can you go about summoning an ancient evil via digital blood sacrifice in Battlefield 1's Fort Devaux map, but those who did a little too much exploring on Battlefield 4's Nansha Strike map made an even more spine-chilling discovery. In one particular spot on the map, players are able to reach an underground tunnel, complete with a sealed door and a security camera mounted to a nearby wall. At first, it'd be easy to mistake the area for nothing more than a dead end, but remain in place for a minute or two, and you begin to hear something that sounds an awful lot like whispers. Players who've isolated and amplified the piece of audio have said they've heard voices saying, "Stay away," "Leave this place," or just, "Get out." Adding that they've also heard more noises in the depths of the recording that sound like agonized growls or groans. Those who identified this phenomenon were quick to make a note of the Chinese characters displayed on a nearby wall. These were soon translated by a Chinese-speaking Battlefield fan, who informed the rest of the mystified community that the characters read "Underground Project 273. Another enthralling revelation came about when the lights flashing above their door turned out to be Morse code for the letters EWA. With players convinced that the letters were somehow the key to gaining access to the secretive underground facility. Engrossed fans tried everything at their disposal in their efforts to open the door. But in the 6 or 7 years that the map has been available, not a single person has been able to unlock it. Our final example of hidden messaging in video games is perhaps the most indisputable and arguably the most chilling. In 1998, Atari released an arcade game they called California Speed. As the title suggests, it's a run-of-the-mill racing game that takes place in America's most populous state. The game saw a degree of success during its run in the nation's arcades, so the following year, Midway Games bought up the property with the plans to release it on Nintendo 64. The game's arrival on the N64 wasn't exactly earth-shattering, especially considering how overshadowed it was by the console's much-loved iteration of Donkey Kong. But for the first time since its general release, players were actually able to pause the game. California Speed had players zooming around tracks so fast that any scenery was little more than a blur. Yet pause the game on the Mojave Desert stage at a certain time and place, and the player can observe a billboard that bears the following message. Sometimes, God takes mommies and puppies away. And sometimes, just sometimes, I do too. The player who first discovered the horrifying inscription literally couldn't believe what he was reading, saying he had to reread the message not once, but twice, before he could compute what he was seeing. The only question that remained was why in God's name would someone slip something like that into such an innocuous-looking racing game? Despite it being released in 1998, the question of the mommies and puppies message was only raised in the r/creepygaming subreddit in April of 2012. It would take another 4 years for anyone to get any solid answers. In an interview with Poponic, released in February of 2016, textual artist Morgan Godat explained that the game had undergone what's known as crunch time, when a game's development is expedited to meet a certain release date. "We were in a tight situation to even get the most basics of the game stood up on N64, Morgan said. "We didn't have anything handy or relevant to put on the billboard, so I plugged in a placeholder billboard texture that was so stupid there would be no way it could possibly be confused for a real shipping asset." And in a textbook example of Murphy's Law, the placeholder did indeed make it into the game. Not quite a serial killer's secret confession, but nonetheless disturbing. In conclusion, it seems that there's no shortage of video game developers wishing to sneak secret messages into their work. Some appear to be no more than smoke and mirrors, intended to deliberately confuse and mystify, while others seem to be making deliberate statements which poke and prod at the foundation of modern society. But what's most interesting to observe regarding so many of these instances is the ability of human beings to observe and interpret patterns. It can be rather uplifting to see a group of desperate strangers come together to solve a puzzle, using nothing but their wits and a search engine. But at the same time, we're also cursed with the compulsion to see patterns where there are none, driven to seek knowledge that has been inexplicably kept from us. Why else would people spend hours staring at a screen, isolating pieces of audio, cross-referencing symbols with runes and glyphs rooted in thousands of years of human history? Because we're prone to obsession, to fixation, and ultimately, self-destruction. So, in our collective efforts to gain the peace of seemingly forbidden knowledge, we must be careful to not lose the most precious things we have: our minds. This episode of The Dark Side of Gaming was brought to you by The Dark Swamp Entertainment and produced by Swamp Dweller, backed by Audioboom. The heart-pounding sound design was produced by Joey Sorlis, and all the creepy mysteries were brought together by Sam Riding. These dark tales were voiced and hosted by TDN. Be sure to follow the podcast on iTunes and Spotify to get notified as soon as an episode comes out. And don't forget to rate it and let us know how we did. And comment some ideas of what you would like to hear in a future episode.